Good afternoon, friends, neighbors, and assorted fellow audiophiles. If you weren't able to tell from the beginning of this boo, I'm coming to you from Oriole Acres, and that would be the garage phone ringing, which unfortunately I cannot answer because I'm a bit too far away. Anyhow, it is an absolutely beautiful afternoon, or should I say bootiful afternoon. I mean, ridiculously so, given the time of year. I think it's about 13 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to get colder, starting tomorrow afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. But right now, it does not feel like Christmas in the least. But whatever the temperature happens to be in your neck of the woods, I hope you have a very blessed and joyous Christmas indeed. Oh my word, it's a tad muddy over here. I think I will go the other way. Yes. I've had my fair share of mud puddles, thank you very much. I'll get to that story momentarily. So I got here about half an hour ago. I took the bus to the nearest city to where my parents live, and my dad picked me up from the bus station. Luckily, I did not have the problem getting here that I had last time I tried to take the bus. When I came at Thanksgiving and tried to bring the bus, I discovered that all the tickets had been sold online in advance. Now, I can't buy my tickets online because I don't have a printer with which to print them out. Now, I was able to get on that bus, thank God, because the person at the Greyhound counter said, just talk to the driver. He should have a couple of extra tickets left over that he can just sell you if you have the cash to pay for them. So it all worked out. But I was afraid I might have the same problem today. So I got there really early, just in case. And wouldn't you know it, the Greyhound counter wasn't even open. It didn't open until noon. So I had a heck of a long wait. But in the end, I got a bus ticket with absolutely no problems. The bus wasn't even that crowded. Possibly because it's not yet Christmas Eve. So other than the wait and having to carry a whole bunch of heavy bags with me all over the place, I made it. And all's well that ends well. Yesterday, however, I must tell you, I did not have a very good day at all. I had some errands to run. I had to get some money out of the bank, just in case I needed cash for the bus. And I also had a book that I needed to mail back to a lending library for the blind. So I decided to take that back to the post office at the same time. Now, my friendly neighborhood weather person had said on the radio that although we'd experienced a lot of rain, it was going to stop by noon hour of yesterday. Well, I should not have listened to said friendly neighborhood weather person. I should have brought my umbrella. I did not, much to my later chagrin. Because, folks, I got caught in a massive rainstorm and I got abso-freaking-lutely drenched. Then, on top of that, I must have stepped in every single mud puddle that existed along the way. Like massive, huge mud puddles. So my shoes got soaked. My coat got soaked from the rainstorm. And the bottoms of my jeans got soaking wet as well from the mud puddles. Now, wouldn't you know it, just my luck, I had just done a load of laundry not that long before. Could have washed my jeans out by hand, but I'd run out of actual liquid laundry soap. The only soap I had consisted of pods for the washing machine. So what I had to do when I got home was kind of invent an impromptu load of laundry. I had a shower and dirtied a couple towels that way. I had just washed my pajamas a few days before, but decided they were going to get washed again anyway. Also threw in the sweater that I had been wearing, even though I just put it on like 2 hours before. Oh. Anyhow, I somehow made up enough stuff to do a load of laundry. First of all, I rinsed my jeans off in the bathtub because the cuffs were absolutely covered in mud. And oh, we have lots of wind. I do apologize. Let me see if I can get over this. Because I don't have a wind sock. There we go. Yeah, so then I needed to spend money on a load of laundry, which really did not need doing. But it was the only way that I thought I could get my jeans clean. Oh, the lot of a blind person having to step in every single mud puddle. Oh well. Darn, I was hoping there'd be some horses home today, but I think my dad must have left them at the stable where he trains them when he's about to race. Oh. Well, that's unfortunate. Ooh, hello, bush. You're full of dead leaves. Oh, anyway. Yesterday could have been worse. I am aware of this. It's just... what a soggy excursion that was. Not pleasant in the least. Let's see. What's happening in the barn? Anything interesting? I don't think there's any... I wish I could show you folks a horsey, but I don't think there are any here. Anyhow, my grandmother is coming tomorrow for the Christmas festivities, and I'm really excited about that. It'll be great to see her. And then I assume that my brother and his girlfriend will be coming on Christmas Day, and we'll be having the turkey and all the usual trimmings, and I think my mother might be baking either tonight or tomorrow, and of course I'd be more than glad to help her with that if she decides that's what she wants to do. Oh my word. No, no horsies. That's too bad. High of 14. I was so right. Oh, well. I'll have to record another boo when he brings them home, in case anybody would be interested. I know that Sam Edmonds, a.k.a. Dreamcatcher SJE, used to love my horse boos, but she hasn't been on Audio Boo in yonks. I don't even know if she still listens. It's too bad, because I certainly miss her, and I bet I'm not the only one. She and Kate are lovely people, and it's a shame they have decided they don't really feel like posting anymore. I mean, it's up to them, of course, but... they're definitely two voices that are very much missed. That reminds me, I haven't seen a post from Omani Blog in a few days either. Sam and Kate haven't posted in what seems like eons. And of course, Paul Omani has been posting a lot more regularly than that. But I'm still surprised that I haven't seen one of his posts for a little while. So hopefully all is well in his life and he's just busy and... just hasn't felt like posting for whatever reason. Maybe he doesn't have time for us anymore. Wah! No, I'm kidding. I'm sure he does. Although, I have a feeling he's probably rather busy with Periscope. He does seem to really enjoy that, which is fine for those who find benefits in such things. Okay, I'm going to vacate the premises because I hate this song. Goodbye. Oh, I'm so sick of that song. Anyway, I'm using my Olympus, so I have no way of telling how much time I